Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 67th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about Coldplay and BTS's song announcement, Permission to Dance challenge video, VMAs being a snake, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Wow.
Why did I do that?
You sound so happy, Jose. What did you do?
Yeah, I am happy because we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up, like literally.
Right.
Like, woo. Also, I'm also pretty much laughing at myself because mm-hmm. we are kind of clowns when it comes to certain things that did not happen.
Oh no, not Jose calling us out.
You know, we got to keep it real. If we're going to call out people, we should call out ourselves.
You're right, Jose, that's right.
But before we get into all of that, how are you today, Roseanne? How was last week?
I've been good. I started this new workout where I have to do like ab workouts every day for 30 days. It's called hashtag 100 ab challenge, where you do like... Ooh. 100 of the same moves, but like it's different every day kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah. I started on that. I'm actually following through, Jose. I feel like a new place, new me kind of thing. I'm making vlogs, doing workouts. Like, who is this?
That's good. I mean, I feel like whenever you do something like a big move like that,
yeah,
it just re-energizes you and makes you feel like, hey, new beginning. You know how they always say that at like the beginning of the year? For you, it was a new home.
Yeah, true. You know what? That's so interesting, Jose, because we were talking about like New Year's resolution. I know like that's a thing, and it's so hard to like follow through with it. But I feel like I feel like you've probably experienced this before. When you start something and you've been pretty consistent, it's kind of like... that actually helps motivate you that you've been consistent because you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. yeah, so that's that. How about you, Jose? How have you been?
Before we get into my schedule, did you get your coffee? Because the last vlog, girl, like she even titled it like fails or something like that.
Yeah.
For like a week of fails.
Oh my God, let me tell you, Jose. Let me tell you. I did get one. I got one. We ordered it from Walmart. It came through.
Oh, okay.
It was gone in like 4 days. And I have not gotten a hold of another one since. Like, what is going on, Jose? Like, is everyone just doing the cold brew? Like, I swear those shelves were like stacked before. Like, no one went there. They just went to Starbucks. I don't know.
I think somebody saw your vlog. And maybe... in one of the vlogs, they saw the coffee and they were like, oh, let me try that. And then, you know, they all just left.
I caused the whole, he's kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
A shortage of coffee.
No. Oh my gosh. But no, for real though. I think next time we could order it from Walmart, we're going to order like 3 or something and just stash it in our fridge. But
yeah, as long as it doesn't like have a like short lifespan, you know, like expiring date or whatever. Yeah. You should get more than one. That's what I do when I like something like a lot. I'd be like, let me get two or three of these.
That's us being hoarders with sponges. There's a certain sponge that we like to use for washing dishes, and like it was like gone for a while. I think it's when the pandemic started. Like I don't know why people were going for sponges. Uh-huh. Like y'all really needed to wash that much dishes during the pandemic. But I like, when we finally got a hold of people like restocking it, we bought the whole thing. Like, I'm so guilty.
Oh my.
We're like, we're never running out of sponges again.
Like a whole cart full of sponges. Yeah, it was like, you know, you run up to the cashier and the cashier, really?
Yeah, because they don't got no limit on sponges. But hey, we put them into use, okay? They don't expire. But yes.
That's good. That's good. That's funny though. I don't think ever in my life I've heard somebody tell me, Jose, I bought like the whole thing of sponges.
I know. As I was telling you the story, I'm like, that sounds so stupid right now. But wait, we got to do what we got to do. We got to wash our dishes with the sponges we want. I don't know. Maybe that's karma. Jose, oh my gosh, that's karma. Because we bought all the sponges. And now they're buying all the coffee.
You know what? Man. You're probably right. You know, SpongeBob, wait.
What?
I don't know where I was going.
SpongeBob's like, y'all killing my cousins. Oh, wait, where am I going with this? I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay, but Jose, how are you doing?
Oh my god. Like, I love how we just like ping pong one, like, you know what I mean? Like we go off of each other, like what did she say? Or what did he say? Okay, let me just keep going.
Let me add on to it. Like it doesn't make sense, but
Our listeners are probably like, what are y'all even saying? Hey. Well, y'all already know how we do over here.
Yes.
In the past week I've been really busy with homework, y'all. My god. So I was telling Rosanna about this, how like I have the weekend to like do homework and, you know, spread it out so it doesn't like all, you know, hit me all at once. But, you know, your boy and you know, Rosanna does it too. And, you know, we have our friend Miss Procrastination who likes to visit and won't leave the house. So I just leave it all to the day before. So today I was like really busy, you know, catching up with like my homework and stuff. But it's okay. I'm gonna be okay. I think I work well under pressure. We'll see if I pass.
I mean, you've gotten this far, Jose. You've gotten this far.
So true. So I don't see why I can't get a little bit farther. But as far as anything else, well, should we get into it, Rosanna? Because we got a lot of stuff to cover.
Dude, there's a lot of things to spill tea about. But of course, we're going to start it off on a wonderful, happy note. They finally dropped the Permission to Dance Challenge video with all the shorts that people have submitted. I mean, not all, because then that would be like a bajillion billion like videos. But congratulations to everyone who did make it.
Yay.
Yes. No, it was just really cute, Jose. They did like a little interview segment with Chris before the video dropped. Did you get to watch that little portion?
I saw like a part of it. I didn't catch it like from the very beginning. I missed like maybe 5 minutes because it was like 15, right? It was like 15 minutes or something that.
Don't worry, Jose.
So I saw like some of it.
Oh, like Jose is like, I was like 5 minutes late. Jose, let me tell you, if y'all have seen my reaction video, you probably know I was an hour early, Jose. I came up, I was like rushing, put on my makeup. I sat there and you know, like it shows the countdown thing, like it says 61 minutes before the video show. I'm like, what? I'm like, I could have sworn it was this time, but yeah, I was an hour early, y'all. I guess I was that excited.
I'm laughing because I did see it. I saw you, like, your reaction when you saw the timer. And, like, you describing it, like, just makes it that much more.
Like, well, I'll see you guys later in an hour. Goodness sakes, I guess.
Like, I totally been there, girl. Like, when you think something is at this hour and then you're like way early and then you're like, okay, great. Now what do I do? Like, I thought it was around this time. Like, I don't have anything planned.
I know. It makes you realize like, oh man, I got nothing. But my goodness.
But I liked how Chris Martin like did the interview. I saw, because I didn't like watch since the very beginning, but apparently in the very beginning he said like he's not like a great interviewer, he's nervous or something, yeah, like along those lines. Mm-hmm. And then people were like, it turned out to be like a great interview. And I was like, you know what, that's so true. Like, it's, I feel like when an artist interviews another artist, it's extra special because they kind of know the struggle, they know what it's like to be like in their position. Like an interviewer, unless they're also an artist, a musician, I don't feel they're going to really comprehend. They might have some insight as to like the business and like the music industry and Hollywood and all, you know, the glitz and glamour and stuff like that. But when it comes to like the grind and the struggle and like what it's like to record and all of that, it's only going to be somebody else that's also been through it. Yeah. And I mean, Coldplay, like Chris Martin, like he has like experience. So I know he's probably was like, it was really lovely to see and just like how well they communicated and how much he appreciated talking to BTS and yeah, vice versa as well. The way they complimented each other, it was so cute. And like at towards the end, I love what Namjoon like said. He was like, at the end of the day, like ARMY is what kept BTS together and is keeping us like going strong. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I was like, y'all, this is so special. Like, I mean, we already kind of knew it, but like just them kind of saying it again and like just like blatantly saying it like that, you just know, like blunt, you know, like here it is, here's the reason why we're still together, it's because of the love, ARMY love, is just like super super special. But it's still online, right? You can still watch it if you missed it. I believe it's still on there.
It's still available. But no, just like you mentioned too, it's kind of like there are things that we know. Like they don't have to say it to us with the words. We could just see it through their actions and, you know, their little tweets here and there towards us. But just, you know, it was just really heartwarming. And you know, like, no, I can't say bittersweet. Because it's kind of like we know the situation that we're in, but they continue to encourage us. And so it was just really heartwarming to hear and to see their interaction with Chris. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, and they included, like, clips of BTS watching ARMYs and, like, ARMYs telling their story.
You're right. That's true, from around the world.
Yeah. Yes. I thought that was pretty cool. The one that really got me kind of, like, emotional was the deaf and the blind girl. Oh, like, yes. Mm-hmm. That got from me Korea. Emotional because it also made me think, like, the fact that they could connect with someone who, you know, can't hear them and another one who can't see them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's touching someone's heart on another level. Like,
mm-hmm, that's extra special. I think that's something that they'll like cherish forever. Like, they knew they had fans, you know, of all types, but it's kind of like to see it and just, I feel like they were like, and you could tell, you could see it in their faces, they were like really really humbled by it and like they loved it. You could totally tell.
I think they did choose some good people to kind of interview, because they had one of the people I recognized was Sammy, how he found his girlfriend through BTS. And they showed like the older couple. I think they tried to really showcase the broadness, diversity. Yeah. Yes. So they did pretty good with that. Of course, me and Jose didn't get to make it into the video, but the video was still super cute to watch. And just like, you realize how people are so creative with their videos. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I saw a camel in one. There was like a waterfall in another video. I'm like, oh my god, mm-hmm. y'all hiked. There's this guy who was hiking everywhere and doing, I don't know, it was just cool to see.
Yeah, like it really, like I thought I was being creative with the cowboy hat, but no, ma'am. When I saw some of these challenge videos, I was like, yeah, I see why they didn't pick me. And that's okay. But you know how we were thinking, like, asking ourselves, like, how are they going to do it? Because it's a vertical video. It's not horizontal. Yeah. I thought it was super cool how they animated it and all the effects of multiple people, but at the same time, not just like 1, 2, 3. It was like not even static. They were like moving side to side, diagonally, up and down. It was very animated. I loved the astronaut theme. And then at the end, the astronaut also doing the dance as well. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cute. Do you think? We'll be talking about it later in the podcast. Do you think this was like a subtle hint to my universe because it's an astronaut and it's out in space? Come on, y'all. Come on. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like when you were, as you're telling me that too, I was like, oh my God, you're right. Because, well, I just made like a quick joke about, oh, y'all, it's going to reach like aliens out of space. But remember that Coldplay's album, it does involve like the space, the universe, the galaxy kind of concept. So that would be pretty cool, Jose, if they do drop a music video, which we'll touch base on that. If they do drop a music video for their upcoming song, will the astronaut be in there? That would be crazy if it was.
Yeah, that could be like a little Easter egg for armies, you know what I mean?
That would be really cool. But yeah, I totally agree with you. The whole transition, like, I thought it was going to be side to side, but they did a whole astronaut with the balloons, the transitions. They even, like, took all of the videos and had them create the BTS logo. So that was pretty creative, whoever came up with that. That was cute. But yes, congratulations once again to everyone who made it. Y'all were cute.
So talking about the Permission to Dance music video, we can move on to a music video award ceremony that's supposed to award music videos that are like the best of the year. And I say supposed to in capital letters, if y'all can like picture that in your brains. Because... you know, there was stuff going on, but let's start off with the good and then we'll get into the shadiness of it all. The guys did win 3 awards. Yay! Group of the Year, Best K-Pop, and Song of the Summer, y'all. Okay. Congratulations to BTS and ARMY.
Congratulations. Yay.
Okay, so let's get into the real tea.
Oh my gosh.
No. Imagine like if we were just like, okay, now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the...
No, here's the thing though. Like, I am very thankful that, you know, of course, BTS won awards that they rightfully deserved. But of course, there were awards that we felt like they were right... They had the right to win. But...
They should have won all of them.
Okay, this is the MTV... This is music video awards, okay? So the other four categories that BTS did not win, which was the odd one already, okay? We know Song of the Year for Dynamite. It was a voting category, right?
Girl.
And for someone else to win... I mean, we had a feeling, okay, because people posted, like, the criteria, like, if you're, like, a sponsor or whatever like that, you get dibs on, like, who to vote for or something like that, you know, like, if you're a sponsor, you get, like, hands on who to vote to win. So not necessarily the votes are going to be the ones to decide on the winner. So here's the thing. We did not win Song of the Year, even though I am so sure that the other artist did not get more votes than BTS. There is just no way you could outvote ARMY.
That's a fact.
No Song of the Year, whatever. We were hoping they would at least get that because then that would acknowledge them as artists because Song of the Year is one of like the awards they announce on stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
The other one.
The big one, yeah. One of the big ones.
Yeah, it was one of the big ones. Best Pop, they didn't win that one for Butter. They didn't win.
Girl.
Hold on. I'm gonna go skip over that one. They didn't win Best Editing for Butter. Like, okay, they didn't win Best Editing. But
girl,
the fact that they did not win Best Choreography out of the other people who were nominated, the winner. I'm not going to say the name, okay? Because I'm not bashing anyone on any one of these artists, okay? The thing is, I watched that person's music video, Jose, and I was like... My boyfriend was like, I could do the same moves. I could do those moves right now. And he was legit dancing in front of me, like, in public. We were, like, going to a restaurant, and he was, like, sliding left and right. I'm like... chill. Yeah, they didn't win Best Choreography. And I was like, no, this is a joke. This is a joke, y'all.
Legit. Like, now we know. Like, that just solidified it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, all right, well, now you're just giving awards to anybody because you want them to get an award. It's not necessarily who deserves it. Because I saw this a lot on YouTube in my comment section, and I agreed to it. And there were, like, fans of the winner. Mm-hmm. They were like, the winner... Oh, no, no. How did this... They were like, BTS can do that choreography of the winner, but the winner cannot do the butter choreography. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, right? Like, okay, I get it. You know, that person is not really a dancer. He did his best to do the choreography. But it's choreography. Choreography. It's the movements, like, they do to do it. The choreography that BTS did compared to that person is totally on different levels. So if you're just basing it off of, oh, he tried his best. No, that's not what it is. It's about the dance. Like, how it was choreographed.
Yeah, and that just is also very... lame, because to say imagine if you're the winner, like, I feel like the world would be like, well, damn, I don't want it. Y'all are just giving it because y'all think I did my best. Like damn, I don't even deserve this. You're literally just telling me, oh, you did so good, you did better than, like, before, so here's the award. It's kind of like, yeah. Did they really deserve it? Like, and then also it's kind of like insulting in a way, because it's like, oh, so y'all are now just gonna award people who do the most basic
thing. God, yeah.
You know, like, I swear, y'all, like, just the bare minimum.
Watch the music video, y'all. It's like, y'all know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I felt so bad because Mr. Son, the choreographer who choreographed Butter and a lot of other BTS dancers, we know him, okay? He was there at the VMAs, yeah. Jose.
That's when it hit harder, I think.
Really did.
That he was actually there. Damn.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, even I expected that kind of, because, like, you see the list of people who were nominated, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Duh, like, Butter's gonna win, duh. Butter, they're the only ones who had actual choreographies, you know? And then they didn't win. So I think they were kind of expecting it, too. Like, I was really hoping... Like, why is Sun in the... He was in the U.S., y'all. He lives in Korea. Mm-hmm. He came all the way across the world to not win, which he rightfully deserved to win.
And it's like, if you compare, like, these other artists... I'm not going to say all of them, but when they do choreographies, like, they're sinking. They're standing in one place. Then they move to the next. They do a couple moves. Okay, cute. And then they go to the left, and then they do something else. Okay, cute. And then they just stand there, and then it's like, oh my God, that was beautiful. BTS choreographies from beginning to end.
Yes.
They're dancing from beginning to end.
Yes.
And it's like, that didn't win. Like, Butter, the dance break alone deserves an award.
Oh my God.
But you know what? At the end of the day, they really... I think BTS, they're like, thanks for the awards that we won. We really don't care.
Yeah, because
anymore.
They, like, didn't attend.
We don't need it. You know what I mean? We don't need this to validate or give us... what's it called? Worthiness?
Or yeah, validation to validate their talent or whatever. Yeah. No, but I'm just super thankful that BTS didn't perform for VMAs, because honestly, VMAs don't deserve them. I feel like at this point, any award shows don't deserve them. It's just really upsetting. At this point, though, like I said, we don't really care if they mm-hmm, win something mm-hmm. now. It doesn't validate their artistry or their talent. So whatever, you know, we'll take what mm-hmm. we get. But yeah, congratulations again to BTS for winning Group of the Year, Best K-Pop, and Song of the Summer. But hold up, like, I like how we're like, this is good, but then now we're going back into, like, we quickly just wanted to highlight this before talking about Coldplay and BTS's collaboration. Mm-hmm. Just another example of the U.S. just being, like, xenophobic, like they've always been. There's this Kelly Clarkson had a show this morning where she was talking to Chris Martin. And they were talking about BTS because their upcoming collaboration. Yes. And as they were talking about BTS, you know, they show a picture of what they thought was BTS. It was seven guys who were not BTS.
like, I've never even seen this. I was telling Rosanna, I was like, girl, I saw the photo and I was like, wait, I don't even know who these people are. Like, no, you know, no shade to the group, but I've never even seen them. So I was like, how do you even, where did you even, who, what, where, and why? What's going on up in
here? That's what I was thinking too. Because like at first when I'm like, okay, it's the wrong boy band, let me look. And I'm like, wait, I don't even, like I'm usually up to date. I was telling Jose, I'm usually up to date with like the new groups, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, like, nope, I'm not trying to clown on these or shade these guys. I just, right, but I looked them up. Yeah. They are legit new. They debuted this year in May. So the fact that it was just kind of fishy when you Google BTS on Google, yes, when you Google BTS on Google, like when you look them up, the first things that come up are not the picture of these, this other group. I'm like, how do they get
exactly
this photo? It's such a mystery. I see there's this like thread on Twitter that's jumping into like theories and stuff as to like what happened. It's just fishy. Mm-hmm. It's just fishy. But anyways, they tried to apologize for it. You know, they said sorry to ARMY, which I felt like they should have apologized to the artists because it's kind of, right, it's disrespectful. It's like, ah, oh, y'all look alike. Y'all Asians. Let me put picture of seven other Asians.
Exactly. They're not going to know. Oh my God. And it's kind of like also like, something for Chris Martin, who's also there to announce the announcement, to announce the collaboration with BTS. It's kind of like, yo, we did not work with this band. It's a totally different like, band. Like, these are not the guys. Like, what? And then also, we do want to clear out that this is not Kelly Clarkson's fault, even though it was on her show. We know that this is the responsibility of the editor or whoever's in charge of getting the promo photos or any type of photos when it comes to putting them like on the show, because as it's airing, she doesn't know like what they're putting up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because it's tied to her, some people are going to believe it was her fault, but we know Kelly Clarkson knows who BTS, yeah, are. She has hosted the BBMAs. She has mentioned BTS. She has introduced them. She has met them. Like, come on, y'all. Like, we know she knows what's the tea, but I don't know what's going on behind the scenes that somebody just got somebody else. And then also, like, to be an announcement for this song is kind of, like, not cool. No. Like Roseanne said, they tried to apologize. They edited the video again. But the thing is, yeah, they put a photo of BTS, but now they put one missing Suga. Like, oh my God. Like, it's kind of like, are y'all doing this on purpose now?
Yeah, like... Y'all got the number right in the beginning. It was seven boys in the picture. It just was not BTS. And now you got BTS, right, but not all seven of the members. Like, I type in I type in BTS on Google. And the first photos that come up, just use that. Like, why y'all have to, like...
Oh, my
God. It's not hard. It's...
Like... Come on, Rosella, it's so true. Like, you don't even have to go to the Google images. Like, if you just put in Google BTS, you know how on the side it gives you like a little description of who these people are? Grab that photo. Like, that photo has the seven of the... You don't even have to go a step further if you're that lazy. It's right there.
It really is. There's so many photos of them with seven of them. I don't know. Like, whoever approved this, like, not only did they fail the first time, they failed the second time. So I'm like, are y'all just doing this on purpose? To get on our nerves. Like, mm-hmm, I don't understand why. That's just so ignorant of them. But anyways,
yeah,
talking about Chris Martin and their upcoming Coldplay's upcoming collaboration with BTS, let's act surprise, y'all. Oh my God,
act surprise, Roseanne. I had no idea. Oh my God. I had no idea.
I didn't see this coming. Like, where did this come from?
A brand new information for me.
I'm saying.
I never even heard of it.
Oh my God. But finally.
We would not win the Oscar.
No, we're terrible actors. Like, if my face does not, like, my eyebrows don't function the way. Anyways, they finally announced it officially.
Yes.
The song title is called My Universe, and it's going to be released on September 24th.
That's next week, y'all. Yeah.
So they already posted the link where you could pre-order and pre-save the song. So please do that. I think I only bought like one of the CDs, but make sure to pre-save it on your Spotify, your iTunes, wherever you can. That is available for you, you know.
It's also going to be on Weaver's Shop for, I believe, if you're outside of the U.S. Of course, you guys, if you are in the U.S., don't. I mean, we can't tell you what to do, but we ask that you don't buy it on the Weaver Shop because that won't count for the Billboard charts. And we do want to get BTS their sixth number one. And Roseanne, did you know this? I didn't know this. Coldplay only has one number one song, like, in their career.
What?
So this would be their second.
Wait, but yes. I like how we're so confident. This is going to be the second number one because we already know.
We already know.
What? What song?
So, yeah.
Do you know what song got number one?
I don't know what song. Let me Google it real quick. I got this. In 2008.
What?
Viva La Vida was number one. In 2008, Roseanne, that's over 10. That's 10. That's 11 to 13 years.
Wow, no, that's insane, Jose, because everyone in the world knows Coldplay, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, and they're huge. It just goes to show that, I mean, sometimes the number one doesn't mean the popularity, and we knew this with BTS way before Dynamite. They were huge, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we didn't need the number one to prove that they were big. We wanted them to get the number one, of course, but it just goes to show that it's just like, it's kind of like with the Grammys too. They don't validate anything. It's where you're at, your success, and that's just what it is. But I'm excited, y'all, because we also have a teaser for My Universe. They released it on TikTok. Oh. They did a little teaser of them recording in the recording studio. They look so happy and having fun. Just
legit. I wish I was Jose, though, when I was watching it, though, I'm like, they look like they just woke up in their PJs. They just chilling. They got the sweater. Oh, they were wearing each other's merch. Mm-hmm. So BTS was wearing Coldplay's merch, and Chris was wearing the BTS crew sweater. I was laughing at that. Yes.
I did wonder, because Coldplay is a band. You know, it's not just Chris Martin. I only saw him. So I was like, where's the rest of the band? I thought they also were at Korea. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
it was just Chris that went to Korea. Yeah, I'm not. Wait, didn't he had a concert in Korea when he was there? Or was he just there?
Well, they filmed the music video, so they were all there.
But then again, the band is like, why would they be there if they're not singing?
Oh, and let me clear up. The music video I'm referring to is like their first single, not My Universe, because we don't know if My Universe is going to have a music video. I assume that it's going to have one because it is going to be a single. And usually singles come with a music video. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's because the band members aren't the ones singing. You know what I mean? So they wouldn't have to be at the recording studio. But I'm excited. Honestly, I feel like a music video is coming. I mean, like, why would they not have a music video? It would also help push the song, you know what I mean? Like, if there's a video connected to it. So I'm excited. The UN, not gonna lie, y'all, I thought the UN was this week, but they're meeting the president. Oh my god,
Roseanne broke the news to me when she told me it was like, it's not, and I was like, it's not.
Y'all, I'm sorry. It's because they're meeting the president tomorrow or on the 14th. Yeah. And then next week, that's when they fly. I don't know. The UN is on the 21st. So, yes, next week is going to be packed, you guys. So, cannot wait.
But you guys can go like and watch the TikTok, because that also adds more promo for the song and more hype to the song. So, we can support it, y'all.
That's right. But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send us any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Yes.
Bye,
Jose. Bye, Army.
Bye, Army.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Hoseok, Park Jimin.